So I heard my, actually I didn't hear them. I actually heard all the messages that my wife did. Amen. She did amazing. So amazing. My wife is just a phenomenal, phenomenal teacher. And it was funny because I said, I'm gonna be gone for, you know, we were kind of talking it all through. Is it okay if I'm gone 2 weeks and all that kind of stuff? But it was really amazing. I said, well, oh, by the way, like the first Sunday that you're gonna be preaching is we're still in two services and it's like daylight savings time. So I don't know who's gonna show up. Like you just don't know. It's always a roll of dice. And then like the next but I said the next week is the first Sunday we're all back together, though. That's amazing. Right? And then I said, oh, and by the way, we're really in the creed. We're like at judgment. So, no problem, right? And so you teach on judgment, and then this week I'll teach on the Holy Spirit. And it'll be great. It'll be great. But my wife is such a champ that and just ready, just fearless. My wife is just fearless, just ready to go. And she did a phenomenal job. Jesus, I don't know if you knew this or not, Jesus is Lord. Amen. He is my Lord. Amen. This morning, though, I want to continue on with the creed. I prayed about, like, what do we do? Is Palm Sunday? Do I do a Palm Sunday message? Next week, we will do an Easter message. Next week will be an Easter message. But this week, I really felt impressed to speak on, as we go through our creed, as we talk about, I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been sent to us. Amen. And has been given to us to dwell inside of us. We see the Holy Spirit as a force during creation, where he, like we said before, it hovered over the waters, right? We see, but what I want us to see this morning and specifically is maybe even look at the person of the Holy Spirit differently than maybe we have before. And because there's a lot of stuff, and if you've been charismatic a while, or you maybe you're from other denominations or whatever, there's a lot of really kind of there's some extremes on both sides of who the Holy Spirit is, and all of these things. So I want to give a real basic understanding this morning of who the Holy Spirit. And I don't know that maybe you may have never heard him talked about this way. Amen. Because there's a lot of misunderstandings of why the Holy Spirit was sent to us. And so in the Old Testament, and actually throughout Scripture, we see the Holy Spirit being comes on people. In the Old Testament, we see the Spirit of God that came on Bezalel. That in Exodus chapter 35, it talks about that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Bezalel, and he came upon him to do what? To make crafts, so all your craftsmen in here, right? To actually anoint you to do crafts, woodworking, artwork, all the things that were in the temple, right? And actually in the tabernacle, right then. So God's anointing comes on this guy to do like artwork. Isn't that amazing? To anoint him to do artwork. Bezalel. Go read it in Exodus 35. And then the Holy Spirit comes on Moses. There's many people. I'm just pulling some people out. God comes on Moses to lead God's people by his Spirit. God, the Spirit comes on Joshua to lead people to the conquest, to take them into the land that God's called them to go into. Then the Holy Spirit comes on Ezekiel, the prophets, right? Comes on the prophets to speak God's revealed word. Prophetic voice to that generation, to whatever prophet that was. The Spirit of the Lord comes on these guys, and they speak God's voice, the Spirit of the Lord. And then in the New Testament, we see that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. And the Scripture says, and he came, and it says that he brings salvation and to do good and heal Jesus. And then we see that the Holy Spirit is poured out on the disciples. That's us, by the way. He's poured out on the disciples to cause them to preach and go be a witness to the whole world. See, the Holy Spirit didn't just come so that we could have a really nice church service. The Holy Spirit didn't come so that you can have a really good little tingle or something. And he does. He does both of those. He helps us have a nice church service. He helps us and manifests his presence many times on us, in us. Jesus didn't come. Is it okay? Y'all ready? Jesus didn't come to create a worship music industry. The Holy Spirit didn't come to create. He came for his presence, right? And that's all good. I thank God for the Christian, the worship music. How many of y'all are thankful for the worship music, right? Totally. But that's not the reason why the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came to do something. He came to do something. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to do something. And what is that something that he wants to do? He wants to fill you and me so full to do the will of God. The Holy Spirit, and if we get any of this mixed up, of all of the things that we say the Holy Spirit is doing, then we'll miss the true nature and the true purpose of why the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came to do the will of the Father. Amen? Just like Jesus came to do the will of the Father. The Holy Spirit comes to do, really, the Holy Spirit, listen to this, this is what I feel like God gave me. The Holy Spirit is the will of God personified in a person. See, like our will, like your will, my will, like if I will to have a donut, guess what? I'm going to have a donut. If I will to have another cup of coffee, I'm going to have another cup of coffee, right? My will drives me to do what I want. It's my will. Now, we get all the, you know, free will, all that kind of stuff, right? All work together. But my will pushes me to do the things that I want to do. Right or wrong, do what I want to do. Like the spirit, my will will also make me get 3 more donuts. My will cause me to move in a direction, right? And so my will pushes me to do what I want. It's the same with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's desire is his will, God's will, personified in the person of the Holy Spirit, to move forward to do something in our earth, to move God's will forward. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. So when we see the Holy Spirit moving on Bezalel, we see him moving on Moses, we see him Joshua and Ezekiel, the prophets, we understand that God is moving forward his will, right? So it's just not a matter of God filling you so you can have an experience. No, God fills you with a purpose, right? Pastor Dave, I'm going to need some scripture. Perfect. I love scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 11. Watch this, talking about the gifts. He says, all of these work of one and the same Spirit. He distributes to each of them just as he has determined, or as he wills. Romans chapter 8 and verse 27. Watch this. He who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit. Hear that. He who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. You see that correlation between the will of God and the Spirit of God. And then in Acts chapter 38, I alluded to it earlier, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. The power of the Holy Spirit didn't just come on Jesus, but it came on Jesus to do something, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to push back darkness through the power of the Holy Spirit. Right? The power of the Holy Spirit. Philippians, watch. And here's the whatever. I was going to say nail in the coffin, but that's terrible. But this is the zinger. This is the zinger. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. For it is God, watch this, who works in you, how? By the Holy Spirit, to will and to act according to fulfill his good purpose. It is God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that works in you to fulfill God's good purpose. Not even my good purpose. It's His good purpose. Here's where we get lordship. Here's where the importance of lordship. I was telling this to Julia. She's like, it almost seems like that Jesus should just be Lord. Exactly. It's almost like that we should follow Him, right? Because His will, the Holy Spirit has been given to us to push the will of God forward in our generation, in this world, by God's Spirit. Like even the gifts of the Spirit. These gifts aren't, they're not just toys, right? To go, cool. Hey, look, somebody gave me a word. Hey, no, look, somebody did like a sign and a wonder. Hey, look, somebody has a gift of healing. Hey, look. I'm a prophet. Let me see my name tag. Like, you know, like all of these things. It's not just so that we can. No, it's to push forward the will of God in the earth. So when that person operates in the prophetic gift and gives you a word, it's not just so you can go, oh, that feels good. No, it's so that it will. But sometimes. But it's to push forward the will of God in your life, your and my life. It's God that works in you to will and to do for His good pleasure. It's the will of God being pushed forward in our world. The Holy Spirit is sent to produce the very kingdom of God that Jesus had talked about. It's to push forward God's goodness. So to bring forth power, how God anoints Jesus with power, and we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And we shall be witnesses. Why? Because the Spirit of God is producing the will of God through you, and you'll be witnesses. And then he talks about, Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit, fruit of the Spirit. Of joy, peace, of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness. All of these things. That God wants to, like you understand, like His will is that these things be in all the earth. The fruit of the Spirit be in all the earth. So by you and I operating in the fruit of the Spirit, right? Notice that the fruit is, I've said this before, but the fruit of the Spirit is not just for you. Because what fruit tree eats our own fruit? Peace is for others. Goodness is towards others. Gentleness is for others. Right? So when we operate, it's God's will in us producing things in the earth. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. You know what? True confession. I've never understood as a charismatic. Can I just be honest? I'm going to be honest anyway. Praise God. No, David, I want you to lie to us. Please lie. I've never understood how we can claim to be filled with the Spirit because we speak in tongues. We don't have any of the fruit of the Spirit in us. How can you be so filled with the Spirit that it knocks you flat on your back and you don't get up and walk in kindness, goodness, mercy, gentleness? Because we want the gifts. Boy, bless God. How are we going to operate in the... Do you understand that like without love, none of those gifts matter? Paul was all about the gifts, right? He kind of wrote the handbook on it. He says you can have faith to move mountains. And if you don't have... Think about it. Where is your faith to move mountains? I ain't there yet, honestly. You can give your body to be burned. Listen to these examples. You can give everything that you own to the poor. And if you don't have love, if love's not the motive, you know what you get in heaven? Zero. Love is it, right? So I always thought we charismatics should be the most loving, kind, generous, others-focused. Of ever. Amen? Say amen or with me. So the Holy Spirit was was sent to help us, and to dwell, he is actually called the helper. We'll get into this. We're going to be talking about this but I wanted this to be the baseline. Before we talk about the power, right? Before we talk about some of the other things, I want this to, we understand that this is the baseline of what we're talking about when we're talking about the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was sent to dwell in us, to help us do the will of God. What does that look like? It helps us to be good parents. How many of you parents thank God for the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit will help you be a better parent. It'll help you be a better employee. The Holy Spirit, he will help you be a better employer. I don't think you should have said that to your employee like that. You need to go apologize to that employee. Amen. I think you're a little strong on your son. You need to go apologize to him. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit wants to help us and move the kingdom forward. He'll help us be married. He'll help us in our marriages. And a nervous laughter fell over the crowd. He'll help you in your marriage. He'll draw you. He'll lead you. He'll encourage you in ways. Listen, I'm a pretty good husband. I'm a pretty good dad. But I am telling you, it is all the help of the Holy Spirit who helps me, who convicts me, who when I read the Word, he shows me, enlightens things about how I should treat other people. And he also indwells me and helps me learn how to walk in authority and power and know who I am in Jesus. And he always do the, not to me you don't, devil. That was birthed in me by the Holy Spirit. Right? This past year with all the pandemic and all the nonsense, you know who helped me through? Julie. Yeah, it's true. But really, who helped me was the Holy Spirit. Getting before God and going, God, this is really hard. And the Holy Spirit just says, keep going. David, just keep going. I know it. It won't be like this forever. Just keep going. Just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. He helps us. So why do we fall short? It's simple. We're just not filled with the Spirit. You say that's really hard. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Watch this. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You want to overcome? Walk in the Spirit. We said it, we sang it just a minute ago, right? Not by might, not by power, but God, by your Spirit. I'm going to overcome by your Spirit, God. I'm going to stay overcoming by your Spirit, right? He says in Galatians 5, just a few verses down, in 5 and verse 25, it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Now, question, how many arguments in our marriages would have been solved if we would have been led by the Spirit instead of our own flesh? How many arguments or disruptions in our home? I'm not saying all, just hear me, right? How many of those things would help us if we would have not walked in the flesh over these things and we walked in the Spirit and we were led by God's Spirit? It's quiet when I know I can hear my own feet. Galatians 5, it talks about the fruit, it talks about the gifts, right? The fruit of the Spirit, but also talks about the flesh, right? The works of the flesh. Right? Do you know when we think about the works of the flesh? When we talk about the works of the flesh, you know, most of the time we think about these, the big ones, greed, lust. You know, that's the big one. Like lust. Like they might as well just said lust, right? Right? When we think about the works of the flesh, that's what we think about. It's okay, you guys. It's okay. It's okay. If we're talking about the works of the flesh, it also talks about the way you read them. Half of those, if not more than half, have to do with the way we treat each other. Works of the flesh. Along with sorcery. How we treat each other. How we operate in fellowship with each other. Works of the flesh. He says, you know what? You know how you're going to overcome that? Stay in step with the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. But the truth is, listen. Welcome back. The truth is, do we purposely, with our being, do we choose to walk by the Spirit of God? Or do we do things by our own thinking, by our own imaginations, by our own, well, bless God, if he said this, I got other things to say. Amen? Like, we operate by the flesh so much. God's not called us. We realize that we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're supposed to be different, set apart. You know the word holy? That word holy, it just means different. In the basic form of the word, it means different. Right? It's different. There's a lot of blankets in my house. Maybe you got a lot of blankets in your house. Praise God for blankets. Those soft ones, right? But my wife has one. It's hers. You know what? That one's different. I don't use her blanket. I'm married to her. She don't let me use her blanket. I let you let me kiss you. You want to let me use your blanket? She goes, yep. That's her blanket. You know what? That blanket is different. It doesn't belong to me. It's different. We are supposed to be a peculiar people. And not just because we speak in tongues. Not just because we, you know, whatever we do, because we're Christians. It's because the way we live and act and treat other people, and we don't make decisions like the world makes decisions. We're not employers like other people are employers. We're not employees like the world. I remember I had this guy. He said he went to his employer. I love the courage of this guy. And he said this. He said, the employee goes, hey, I just want to thank you for just being such a hard worker. I just want to appreciate like what you're doing, and like you just excel, and thank you for all your hard work. A, that's a great boss, by the way. B, you know what his response was? He goes, all due respect, sir, I don't really work for you. I work for God. And actually, his standards are higher than your standards. So I work to please him, and you just get the benefit. That's what he told him. That's strong. You know why? Because he's different. And that's what we can do as we're filled by the Holy Spirit. Watch this in Ephesians 5, chapter 15. I mean, not Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Paul says, be very careful how you live. Not as unwise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. You hear that intensity he's talking about? Be very careful how you live. Don't be dumb. Be wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Do we have any doubt that our days are evil? All the more reason to not be foolish, but be wise. Don't be foolish, but watch this. What does he say? But understand what is the Lord's will. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So he says, don't be unwise. Don't be foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is. How do you do that? Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing and making melody from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we live in a world. I love what Paul says. He also says this. He says, don't let the world, watch this, God, listen, we're better. The church is better. We're better than this. Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. I love that visual, that it's like Plato, like the world just wants to squeeze you into its mold. That the way you handle issues or the way the world handles issues. Look, listen, it's not, don't be worldly means, doesn't mean stop smoking and stop drinking and stop, you know, whatever. No, it says don't act like the world. Don't handle your business like the world handles their business. We're different. We're called to be different. And we're sealed with the Holy Spirit to help us. And when we don't, we need to go back to God and say, God, I need a fresh filling of your Spirit. God, I don't want to be dumb. I don't want to act like the world. I don't want to be like everybody else. God, I want to go your ways, not my ways. God, your thoughts are higher than thought. Your ways are higher than my ways. God, I need your Spirit to pour into me so I don't do my own will, but I do what you want me to do with my life. And I want you to live fully through me by the power of the Holy Spirit. So many times what we do is we just go, I just want to. And there's striving, and I get it. But there's like, it's like, I just don't want to, whatever the vice is, right? I want to stop having outbursts of anger. I want to stop, whatever, figure it out, whatever it is for you. And we go, I'm going to muscle it through. Right? Yeah, white knuckle, perfect. I'm going to, as an addiction counselor guy, right? As a, I'm going to white knuckle it, and I'm going to make it happen. How's that work for people, Tyrone? Relapse after relapse. But when you have, listen, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by God's Spirit. When we walk in step with the Spirit, he says, if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's amazing. So what does that make me do? That makes my quiet time not just another thing I check off my list. It makes my quiet time not just something, well, I got to do my spiritual duties. No, it makes my quiet time, God, this world is crazy. And God, I want to act just like them. And it's in me to act just like them and more. Right? Am I by myself? Amen? God, I need you to so fill me, God, because I want to fulfill your will in my life. God, I want your purposes to be pushed through me. God, I need your presence. I need your fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. God, fill me this morning. God, help me to walk in a way that pleases you this morning. That's got to be our prayer. That's got to be where we're at as a church. God, fill me. And not only that, the good thing is, the fun thing is, there's power in it. That you can walk like another human. Things don't get you like they get you, like they get others. You can walk in confidence of who you are in Jesus by the Spirit of God. And God, that's what God has called this generation to do. Is God, listen, the world needs to see Christians full of the Holy Spirit, full of the power of God, full of walking what God's called us to walk in. And we get to a place, no wonder this says, I don't care about everybody else, but for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We'll push his will forward. In my house, there's not going to be any backbiting in my home. There's not any coarse words to my spouse. There's not coarse words to my children. I speak love and truth to my children. Right? Kindness, goodness. But it comes from a place of blessed God. It comes from a place of strength. Kindness and goodness isn't a place of weakness. It's a place of strength. Because I know what I could say to you, but I choose not to. I choose to walk in a way that pleases the Lord. Because, as Julie taught, because he's my Lord.